Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you today from Santa Rosa Christian Academy in Milton, Florida. We're glad you've joined us on the Bible Club today. We hope you call your neighbors and friends so that they might listen too, and that you'll be ready for the singing and the Bible story in just a little while. And now, here's the Bible Club choir to begin the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Choir, for that good message and song. I hope that theme will be the desire of every Bible clubber. Here I am, Lord, send me. Psalm 16 says, Thou wilt show me the path of life. At thy right hand there's fullness of joy. So if you want true joy that lasts, you'll find it in trusting Christ and doing his will with a willing heart. Say, Bible clubbers, get your pencil and paper ready for the Bible question. I hope you're being faithful in prayer every day. There's no substitute for it. In fact, we know Daniel prayed 3 times a day, and the psalmist said he prayed morning, evening, and at noon. But how many times a day did he say he praised the Lord? That's your quiz question for today, Bible clubbers. How many times a day did David say he praised the Lord? Look in Psalms 119, verse 164. Maybe that makes praising God even more important than prayer and asking for things. Can you find the answer? Look in Psalms 119, 164. How many times did David praise the Lord? And then send your answer to me, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. And be sure to include your name and address when you write, and the call letters of the station to which you're listening. Send your answer to me, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida. And now, here's the choir.
Praise God, praise God. I'm sorry, Mother. I didn't mean to. And the little child clambered down from the chair, falling to her hands and knees, feverishly patting the floor with her hands, groping for the little tin cup that had clattered so loudly to the bare wood floor. As her hands felt for the cup, they pattered into the milk that now ran from the table and spread over the floor and into the cracks between the planks. Oh, there was milk in it! Oh, Mother, I'm sorry! And tears welled up in her sightless eyes. Now, don't fret, my love. The tin cup didn't break, and only a little milk did we lose. If that's the worst that comes to us today, we'll surely praise the Lord. Now stand up, dear. Stand gently and back away so the milk doesn't get onto your frock. Today, Lord willing, I'll visit your father, and you may go with me. Oh, Mother, thank you. Oh, I long to be with him and hear his voice. I miss him so. I know, my dear, but we must be brave, for it only makes your father's burden heavier if he thinks we're dissatisfied or wanting. Here, come stir the soup while I see about the young ones. Oh, they are a handful sometimes. And so they were. 3 Bunyan children, all under 10 years old, plus Mary, the oldest, now 10, who had been born blind. John Bunyan had taken his stand for the Word of God and the cause of Christ, and with that came the ridicule and rejection of the state church rulers as well as the magistrates of the government. Mockery, punishment, and imprisonment were not Bunyan's only burdens, for through it all he was concerned for the safety and welfare of his family, left alone with little means of support. So the family came to poverty and disgrace. Yet, whether at home or separated by prison walls, they stood together in heart and in prayer. At last, with the younger ones cared for at home that day, Mrs. Bunyan took little Mary by the hand, and there was soon knocking at the strong iron-clamped door of the jail at Bedford. In due time, the jailer peered out disdainfully at her from the barred window in the heavy door. Pleading, Mrs. Bunyan begged to see her husband, and at last was led to his room with a tiny grated window which let in just a little light. Oh, what a tender reunion it was! And after greetings and inquiries concerning home and health, John told of his plight in the last few weeks. Oh, my dear, I've prayed for you. My heart aches when I think of what harm and scorn might come to you because of me. They say I'd be free at once if I would just take a state church license to preach. If I would indeed leave off preaching the gospel of Christ and return to the prayer book. But, my love, you know if I were released from prison today, by God's grace, I'd again preach the gospel of God's grace tomorrow. So I must stay here for now. Yet, I'm content that if my lying here will serve God's cause, I will lie here till the moss grows on my eyebrows and my flesh drops from my bones. Yes, my dear, and we will stand by you. Yet the house is empty without you. Mary sits pining for your voice, and the others often cry for their father. And it's hard when big men like the sexton won't pay you what they owe. But, my dear, I'm proud of you. Don't yield, John, for we'll beg from door to door before I would have you yield for our sakes or do wrong in God's sight. Don't think of us, but be firm. Oh, I will, answered Bunyan. But he held his little blind girl close in his arms and said, But what will my little Mary do if her father has to die for the truth? What would the child answer? What could a frail blind girl of only 10 answer? Do, Father, she replied. Why, love you all the more, and pray for them that kill you,
and come as quickly as I may to be with you. Oh, Father, I shall look upon your dear face in heaven. My mother taught me that you're Christ's servant, and I'm proud that you're called to suffer while great ones deny the Lord. Oh, Bunyan bent with tearful eyes over the fragile child. Then you do love Christ, my dear?
Oh, yes, Father. I've loved him a little for a long time, but I've loved him more since these dark days began.
But it's not enough, darling, to say you love Christ. What about your sins?
Oh, Father, I've confessed them and repented and accepted Jesus as my Savior. I'm certain that he's forgiven my sins, and we're tied by a bond that nothing can ever break.
Oh, that's wonderful, my dear. And you and your mother's love helps me to be strong in the time of trouble. Oh, what a testimony, not only of a famous preacher, but of a faithful wife and a special little girl who that early had trusted Christ and had counted the cost of standing for him. What about you, Bible Clubber? Are you saved? Have you put your life on the line for Christ? Can Christ count on you? Oh, I pray so. And if you're determined to stand on his side, whatever the cost, write me and let me know. I'd like to know you're in God's army. Write me today, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida. And now, God bless you until next week.
Have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.